8th, 2022, at 1900. I'll rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Before we get to the public comment area, we do have one item to take care of. It's the appointment of Jason Buckentine to fill the vacancy. He's already been sworn in, so he's good to go there. Just look for a motion to approve Resolution 2022-04.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve Resolution number 2022-04.
So moved and seconded to approve Resolution number 2022-04. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Mauber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckentine, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Public comment. You want to come up to the hot seat there?
What do I do?
Just go ahead and state your name and then what you would like to comment about.
Okay, I'm Jasmine Rydell, and I was requesting the reduced rate on the Hamburg Hall over there. So my husband and I were in the process of adopting. We did foster to adopt potentially four kiddos. We are adopting the two on March 10th, the two oldest. Sorry, I'm squealing. So we have been fostering them for 3 years, and they are actually going to be officially ours on March 10th. We would like to rent the building March 26th, and in doing so, our hope was that we'd have an open house style party, but then we would be asking our guests and invitees that they would donate to the Foster Closet in Carver County. So, thoughts?
So kind of like almost a fundraiser.
It's like a fundraiser, yes. So we'd be collecting, whether it's newborn items, whether it's teenage items, anything that the Carver County Foster Closet would need. And I would contact the Carver County Foster Closet directly. And then I would put the list in all of our invites of like items that Carver County would currently need.
Okay. Have we done anything like this before?
Probably not.
I'm just curious. I've never dealt with it, but I haven't been on here a ton.
Of this nature, but you know, if you want to classify it under benefit, you know, then it's, you know, what, half the cost?
Yeah. That's all I was asking.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't see any issue with it, really.
It's currently good, not rented for that day. I did check.
It's a good cause.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I see no issue with that.
Well, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and add it to new business, because under public comment, we technically cannot make a decision.
So, okay. Well,
but you kind of get the sediment of what's going to happen. Okay. So
I'll email you on that.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Anything else?
Okay.
No.
That was easy.
That was super easy.
Yeah. Don't get
used
to it.
Wow. Just get it.
Enjoy your meeting.
Thank you. Obviously, know which council member is not up for re-election.
Everybody says we're so hard to work with.
All right, let's move on then to agenda review. March, was it 26th or 28th?
26th,
yeah. Add that to new business then.
New business, yep.
Anything else we need to do as far as changing the agenda around? Anybody else have anything else to add or subtract? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Barber, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Barber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckentine, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Move on then to the consent agenda. Look for a motion to approve.
Councilman Poplar, make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Buckentine, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Boever, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckteen, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Move on to old city business. General maintenance worker application. The personnel committee did meet yesterday. We went over them. We've narrowed up down to a list. I don't know if staff or Tim, if you wanted to add anything else to that.
Yeah, we'll be probably interviewing in the next 2 weeks and hope that the personnel committee will be able to bring a recommendation to the council for the March meeting. So that way they can at least get almost 3 months, you know, under Greg's wing.
Okay, we'll move on then to the city zoning map update.
Yeah, just a few things. Been trying to hold this public hearing, but we keep changing things and trying to get things right. So I included the map in there for council to review too. But I think we got it ironed out. Even on this map that's currently in there, there's a few items that I found that I asked them, and I'm just waiting for an answer on the parcel on Jacob Street, one of the parcels on Jacob Street, which would be where the townhomes are, where they were looking to build a home on there, so we were looking to change it to R1, but now they're not building. So I want to get a hold of them and see how they want us to zone that for future reference. So that's the only one kind of waiting on, so hopefully we should have that all ironed out and finally hold that meeting and adopt that. But just take a look at it on that map too. Number one, two, and three, they'll be crossed off. That'll be scratched. We're going to still keep them R2. I only wanted that one parcel, number four, to be R2 that we were looking at. That is what it was, and changing that to R1. Not all of them. So just four is what we're looking for there. And I think it'll clean it up, because we have a few parcels on there that are just not zoned properly for what's there. So take a look at it. If you have any questions, let me know.
Council, any immediate questions for staff? Otherwise, if something comes up between now and the next meeting, just get a hold of Jeremy and let him know what your thoughts are. Move on then to new city business. Started off with the new utility billing program. I don't know, Jeremy or Tamara, which one of you guys are?
Yeah, so Tamara's right now doing a lot of the training, the switching over, and it is gonna be awesome. I mean, compared to what we have. And we're hoping the March, either beginning of March or the March billing, to be going live with the program. So Tamara, I don't know, you've been working with it a little more than I have. I don't know if there's anything you wanna add.
They're wonderful. They're doing very in-depth training, because there's a lot to this program, and this is going to end up being more than just a water billing program for us. It is going to end up being more almost like a mapping program of residents. I mean, we could even keep a log of like when they've had building permits and what it was for, and we could have everything just on, you know, you pull up their address and we can just see like whatever we want to see. We can add it to it. So it's going to be really helpful. I think it's going to be a time saver.
Good deal. Most definitely.
Good. Council, any questions on it? I did take a look at it before the meeting. It looked pretty cool. I mean, granted, there's still a lot of functions to it that we don't even know how to work yet, but it's going to be very functional going forward and helping us track things better, I think. We'll move on then to the next item on the agenda, being this being karaoke, I guess. We'll move on to this street improvement project for Maria Avenue and Louisa Street.
Yeah, so there's kind of two proposals in here. If we wanted to do Maria as a whole, from Jacob Street all the way over to Railroad Street. We redid that portion of Maria from Railroad to Louisa. That portion there we redid in 2007. So it's only about 15 years old, so I don't know if I see the need to mill that up and and redo that. That road actually is in pretty decent shape. So what we'd more so, I think we'd be looking at is Maria from Jacob to Louisa and then all of Louisa Street. And that'll be about 173,000 is what engineers are estimating. One of the new things they're talking about doing is what they call this Texas underseal. So it's like a seal coat over the milled surface. It's supposed to prevent stress fracs from coming through the pavement and preserve the road a little more. So that's what they're proposing to do. It's nothing I've never done, but I gotta take, you know, their word for it. I don't think they would put it in there unless, you know, it's been done for a while. Or
how much more does it cost? Did they say or?
No.
Because that street, it won't be, isn't used as often as it used to be with now the UFC being, you know, out. So that street is not, you know, can we just get by? I mean, if it's an ungodly amount of money extra, then I think we should look into.
Well, my guess is it would be the bituminous seal coat. So I'm guessing it's about 8,000, looking at the sheet. Yeah, but really, this is in our kind of our 5-year plan. We've talked about what we have left to do here. The streets that are on that plan are Maria Luisa and Brad Street. We did some extensive patching on Brad Street, so I think we're good there. And over the last couple years, Luisa and Maria has really started to alligator. So
they are.
Yeah. So they're kind of our priority. So really tonight, unless there's any objection, we'd be just looking to give the engineers to go ahead and start putting the plans and specs together. And that way we can get going on the project and hopefully get this bid and get early bids and hopefully get better prices as we continue to watch oil go up and up.
Right. Well, Councilman Poplar making a motion to get the contractors to get the bids rolling for Louisa and Maria Streets.
Councilman Tracy, second.
It's been moved and seconded to start the ball rolling on the engineering for Marisa and Louisa Streets project. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Barber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Mayor Lunda, all opposed. Passes. So we'll go ahead and get that ball rolling. Next item on the agenda is the NY Area Guide City Ad, something we've done year in and year out. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at that. I think we've typically done quarter page?
Yep.
Yeah. There's no objection or any questions. I'd just look for a motion to approve that ad.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve a quarter page ad.
Councilman Buckethine, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a quarter page ad in the NY Area Guide. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Barber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckethine, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Trubbish litigation, pretrial, February 16th.
Okay, but let me just give you a quick update. Originally we were supposed to have the pretrial last month. Now they've moved it to February 16th. And there's talks that may get moved again, that they would actually meet on the 16th, but then they would set up a new pretrial and trial dates if we get to that point. Because right now we're still waiting on a summary judgment on basically from last month that we presented that the land is ours based on, you know, the deed that we have in hand. But the one thing I wanted to bring up with that is, you know, of course they change it. It's when I got a doctor's appointment and it's one I can't move because it's with a specialist and it took me 3 months to get this appointment and I can't wait another 3 months to get scheduled. But my appointment's at 8:30. I don't know if I'll be done by 10 or not, but I've talked to lawyers and asked if someone from the city needs to be there to represent. So what I'm just bringing forth to council is that if somebody can be available for that if I don't get back in time. So, but I'll let you know as I'll keep forwarding the information from the council to the council from the attorneys as we get nearer the date.
Yeah, I should be available. I'll double check and make sure, but I'll get back with you.
Okay.
I could, if you can't, I probably.
Okay. Now we'll move on then to the personnel committee meetings. Like I said, last night we met and went through the general maintenance worker position applications, whittled that down to 5. And hopefully, like Jeremy said earlier, we'll start getting those interviews done over the next couple weeks. So when March rolls around, we'll have somebody to bring forward and say, let's go with it, or hopefully hopefully keep our fingers crossed there.
Fingers crossed. And then with that, just why I got it on there too, is just if there's any ordinances you're thinking of, because once we get through this process of the hiring process here, you know, then personnel committee probably be meeting going through ordinances. So if there are any ordinances you want us to address or look at, you know, or make changes or add, let us know.
Any questions from council on that? Okay. The only other item we have left for new city business is the item that was brought up in the public hearing in regards to a reduced cost for the rental of the hall for the Carver County what is it called? Closet? No. Hang on, I wrote it down. Carver County Foster Closet. I think there was some discussion, but any thoughts on where we would want to put that price if we do want to reduce?
Sounded like, what did you say the benefit was? Half cost?
Half.
I was good with that. So, Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the hall rental on 326 for, what's the name again?
Jasmine Rydell.
Oh, okay, Jasmine Rydell.
Yeah.
At the benefit rate of half cost.
Councilman Buckteam, second.
So moving seconded to rent the community hall on March 26th to Jasmine Rydell at the reduced cost of half. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Buckteam, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. We'll move on then to city reports. Councilman Buckentine, your first city report you get to do for 2022.
I have nothing.
Nothing, really? Okay. Well, let's hope that's not a trend. Councilman Poplar.
Yeah, I do. People in this city town, especially a few of them, please don't put your snow back in the street once it's plowed. It's your driveways. You know, make your own pile. Don't put it back in the middle of the street. I've had some complaints about that from residents, from at least one resident on a certain street. So please don't put snow back in the middle of the street.
And we have addressed a few people too.
Yep.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing for me.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
One thing I have is, I don't know if anybody's ever taken a look at it, but it was brought to my attention that when you go up the handicap ramp at the community hall, and then when you try to get into the community hall, there's a lip. I guess I've never noticed it, and I've stepped over that thing I don't know how many times, but there is about a 2.5-3 inch lip there. And so I'll give you this, Jeremy, and see if Greg can maybe do something. But it's not the easiest to get wheelchairs over. It's not impossible, but it is something that can be done.
Yeah. Hey, I love it. Someone had a complaint and a solution.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other thing I have is one of our residents put together this pirate ship. It's about this big and about that big. I know people that are going to be listening can't see my hands. And the thought was is that if we wanted to accept that donation, that maybe we could put it in the ticket booth at the community hall. Obviously, there have to be some adjustments to the ticket booth so no one walks away with it, But I didn't know if council had any objections to that or would like to entertain how we can make that feasible. Like I say, it's already been done not including man hours and putting this thing together. It's a little over $1,000 worth of a donation, plus, from what I understand, a couple hundred hours of diligent work.
Is that where they want it, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if we built a case and displayed it somewhere, you know, where we could lock it up to.
We could do that. And I'll scan the pictures, and I meant to scan them in earlier, but I'll scan them in and send them to you, Jeremy, and you can send them on to the council. And if there's no objection, I'll just give the green light to the resident, and we'll just have to figure out a good location for it. The ship is pretty cool. I mean, it is really, really cool. And it just, you know, that's kind of a dead space, that ticket thing there. I mean, the only thing it's good for is to turn on lights and turn lights off. So, yeah,
not really utilized.
And then the last thing I have is we will be doing another newsletter next week. So if anybody has anything that they want to add into it or anything like that, I don't know, Jason, if you want to write a, you know, a welcome back letter or anything to that nature. Glad to be back on council letter or something like that. That'd be you know, greatly appreciated. But yeah, we'll get that out next week, even though it'll be a short week because President's Day will be that Monday. So that's all I have. There's nothing else that we need to discuss for the good of the city for the month of February, then I look for that all-important motion.
Councilman Bakhtin, I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for February 8, 2022. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Bakhtin, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are adjourned at 19:22.